Okay, so we're back in session, and the agenda as it reads now has us going into development, the KPFA policy regarding calling the police. We took off the program council, and we have dealt with the town hall issue. And just to break the mind numbing, I suggest we put the KPFA policy regarding calling the police first and then go into development, because it's just to have a little...
Too much money for Carol.
just a little, you know, like, different feel. Okay. Mal. Okay, never mind. You need a mic.
I move that we recommend to the interim general manager that he develop a policy in consultation with the staff about when to call the police and make that policy a part of his April manager's report to the LSB. I'd like to speak on that, if I may.
Go ahead.
Our role, as I understand it, is to recommend to management what kind of policies they need to put in place so that people on the staff know what their rights are. Calling the police is just another one of those areas, and we should therefore phrase what we do in terms of getting the manager, whether he be acting or permanent, to recommend a policy that he develops in consultation with the staff about things like calling the police, and then the staff will know where they stand. He should inform us of the policy so that we can make any comments and suggestions for changes. But that in general, it's up to the management to create such a policy in consultation with staff, the people that he works with. Every day, and that our role is just to oversee the whole situation and not to create little niches for the manager to follow.
Is there a second? Is there a discussion?
I think this is very appropriate. I think one of the things that happens here is people get worried and agitated about things, and we try to present motions that are inappropriate because it's management's responsibility. We are not the managers. And advising, yes. And so I like the wording of this, and of course it's an important issue, and we can't settle it today, but it should be eventually getting a report back from management about it.
Any other discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Development. Barbara.
So you didn't get much of a break from the money, Carol. You were looking for. All right, I'm going to clear your desks. I'm going to pass out something else. Now, these are things that unfortunately did not get stapled, but I have folded the corners. And you've seen this document before. Here, this can go this way. This is the list that came up when we had a brainstorming session about fundraising off air. And most of the comments are identified by people's initials and some names. And what I asked the board to do last time was look at the suggestions you made if you were one of those people who had participated and make sure it's accurate. And I'm sure it might be abbreviated, so you will perhaps want to say something to complete the idea if you feel it's not well enough described. But then here is a rating sheet that is kind of simple but looks quite useful to me for evaluating these ideas. You'll see at here, Ramses, this needs to go down that side, if you would be so kind. Get one.
Here's an extra copy.
Okay, good. So it's rating the ideas according to various concepts, you know, how unique it is, how much effort it would take, the potential for revenue, and whether it matches the mission. And I also handed out previously copies of the mission statement. And if anybody wants that again, I've got some more here. I will say that there are some things in our mission statement that we don't even do now. But we do different versions of them. Like, for instance, it says scholarships for creative writing to establish awards and scholarships, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists and choral groups and orchestra groups. We do that, but there is no classes or workshops on writing or producing drama. I think, you know, interests evolve, and we probably do some things that are similar to that, but they're not that. So does everybody have one of these evaluation sheets now? Mm-hmm. One of the things we agreed that was not on here was who is going to perform whatever of these ideas we think is good, or in rating them, you know, writing down who would do them. So now if you take your pages that are corner folded together that are this chart, I'd like to ask for anybody who participated in this brainstorming, which was actually last May, if there's anything you'd like to say about the idea that was there with your name or initials, to clarify it or speak for it, or did you think about it in terms of the rating sheet? Frank. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks again, everyone. Well, it has been a while. I do remember my friend Razor. It was a term brought by Goalbusters, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not use the rating chart. It will be one of the more difficult, bigger broadcasts. I'm willing to try to be a big-time part of that. I don't want to say it's on the back burner because it's always been kind of on the back of my mind. Everything that there still sounds great to me. I'd like to – my idea would be to have it across from the City Hall at the park where they have the Indigenous People's Day powwow. I did initially make some efforts to contact Richard Becker for about equipment help. He offered to volunteer answers, equipment, and their personnel-type help where they run big demonstrations in San Francisco and other places. You know, their board, their equipment. The thing that we would have to do, he said, would rent a truck for the stage. That's why it says rent a truck.
Can you identify Richard Becker a little more?
I believe he's like the co-founder or something with the Answer Coalition, and their organization puts on a lot of big demonstrations around the Bay Area, especially when, the war was officially going on. Mm-hmm. Every March 18th, they had the big one in San Francisco that KPFA would broadcast from. Dennis Bernstein, Miguel, Malihe, a whole series of hosts would host. So you know, it would be a great thing to do to have the stage broadcast on KPFA. I see there it says broadcast on KPFA. So it would be like the ones we did March 18th to signify the start of that war. We would broadcast this event live on KPFA. And it would be great, you know, if we can get a little march around the streets, you know, in the neighborhood down to KPFA. Like I said, we could bow and cheer to KPFA. It's a block away. Maybe you go up around the neighborhood. You know, that's all stuff that's, you know, willing to be worked on. And my idea would be to have a lot of the people that come on. We have a lot of Code Pink people that do their drone stuff. We have a lot of people that come from this community or from that community. And it would be great to let them come on and say what they thought about KPFA. You know, they would speak about their issues, you know, still that they're fighting these issues. But at the end, they would like to thank KPFA for letting them speak on there. So that was my big idea there. And then
could we talk about your idea, that idea, for a minute before you go to your second one?
Sure.
I would like just for us to try to learn how to use this rating sheet.
Okay.
Let's put in there fun friendraiser.
Okay, this is
and
be the
friendraiser.
High end.
It is very clear that it may raise a little money, but it's probably going to raise more friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say in the column that says uniqueness. Now, we haven't done it recently, but these are not uncommon gatherings. So I would give that a 3. I would say in the middle of the uniqueness category.
Feel free, anyone else, to put their own thoughts.
You should, but you can do whatever you like. I'm just trying to establish how this can be used. Obviously, each one of you is going to do your own rating.
I don't have a great pen.
Now, under effort, I would say that this is a really big one.
Yes.
So I would put it number 1 very hard.
Yes.
And under potential revenue, I would put it number 1 low.
Correct.
And under mission match, I would put it 5.
Very well. I would too.
So now let's go to your next idea that you have there.
The Live Oak High School broadcast, because that's the one that's on the way. Let me see my little thing.
That's the name of a high school?
That's the one that's coming up, Live Oak High School.
And where is that?
That's in my hometown and my high school I graduated from in Antioch.
Uh-huh.
And the idea, like I said, I mentioned before, in 2009 was the first time I did it. Since then, I have been going back on a yearly basis, usually recording commentaries of graduation speeches. Live Oak is a continuation high school where usually people that are struggling or drop out of the regular high school, which is directly across the street, come to Live Oak. It's really a lot smaller. The teachers, a lot more interaction. People know who each other are. Everybody basically knows each other, and it's a family. And that came out very well in our broadcast. So 2009, I did my big broadcast, recorded commentaries of kids' struggles with high school and their glory reaching Live Oak and graduating. And since 2009, all I have done, basically, I haven't done a live broadcast until coming up in May. But since then, I have been going back on a yearly basis and recording commentaries, playing them on random educational shows that we do on Full Circle, usually around graduation time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I did a real good thing, I thought, when the principal that allowed me to come in Live Oak for the first time moved to a different school. I went to the graduation ceremony and I recorded the kids about how great the principal was, how much he loved him, and he said it brought tears to his eyes and how great it was. So I think I've done good there. And like I said in our earlier discussion, when I handed out T-shirts and I came back after the broadcast, the staff was wearing our T-shirts and they're like, oh, I got you locked in on our station now. So like I feel like in Operation San Jose, the hopes are that once you engage these people and they're hearing their kids on the radio or their school being talked about, that maybe they will lock us in. Maybe they will keep listening. Maybe they'll listen only when that's on. Maybe it'll carry over to some other times. So to move forward, the next one is coming in late April, early May, depending on the fund drive, because I've got to work around that. I've been meeting with the principal, Mabel, of Live Oak, the new principal. She's very excited and is searching for, you know, I leave it to the school to just, you know, discuss amongst themselves who they want to provide for me to work with. But I work with like 4 students for a couple months and preparing a script and who they're going to talk to and stuff. So, I mean, if you want to rate it, I would be great to rate it. But it's happening. It is happening. And uh-huh. I would hope for a little support. Usually the station will donate a little cash for gas, and it'll all be ran by the apprenticeship program, a little help from Dev. But I would appreciate some T-shirts. It would be great to hand out, because last time I bought them on my own budget, and then I gave them away. Mm. But maybe I can get a few from the station, even if they get them at a discount, you know, some stickers. But I won't explain no more. It's basically going to be a show hosted by students talking about their school and also the community center in town that's going to get a little airtime.
I'd like to just go through the rating thing. And this idea, I know you're already doing it, but I think it's unusual compared to lots of radio stations. So I think in that category, I would give this a 5. And I would give it a 5 in the mission category.
Okay.
I would certainly put it as a 1 for potential revenue. But I don't know, what do you think about effort? Where do you...
It's not that hard. I would, you know, I would probably give it a, if you're not familiar with it, maybe a 3. If you're pretty familiar with the stuff, you have 4 or 5. I'm going to put it 4 personally, because it takes 4 effort to get out to the place and to...
Well, you have to think about the arrangement ahead of time, getting schools.
I actually do a lot of the work. Yeah, it takes. I'll be meeting with the students for approximately a month and a half on a weekly basis for about an hour a week. And, you know, like I said, it could be high schools all over the place. Andrea Pritchett really was up on this. She wanted to do this. And this will be my second one personally producing. And it was great. You know, like I said, it got a lot of positive results. Whether it led to income or not, I don't know. But it definitely got the word out and people.
Well, if it leads to listeners, increasing listeners, eventually there's some money that comes.
I see Don is next. This is very interesting, I think, this discussion. So I'm trying to figure out, I think the way Barbara has discussed us going forward on this now is that what we're doing is that each of us who have ideas are now going through our own ideas. We are not discussing each person's idea. I mean, now, but we could. This is what I'm raising. I'm raising a procedural discussion about what we're doing and how we're going to do this. Because this is, and to note that this is characterized as a fundraising discussion. I think what's most interesting about Frank's proposal is not the fundraising aspects of it, but really the outreach aspects of it. And so that's different than following this as a fundraising discussion, which doesn't mean we shouldn't do that. Maybe we should. It may be that what we should do is, as we have this kind of discussion over the next couple of months, that we just go through each of us who are on this, and discuss it until we're finished with each person's ideas, and then move to the next person and go like that, and just take an hour each time and go as far as we go. And you know, it will be what it'll be, even if it's not exactly on target as we've described it. It'll be interesting and useful. So on that basis, I think what...
I think our concept was that it was going to be kind of a committee of the whole, really. And I would invite anybody who wasn't at this May session and didn't have an idea to contribute, pick one, you know, or if you have something to add in this vein, do it. And we have agreed also from the beginning, although it was trying to develop new revenue that isn't associated with on-air fundraising, it's also developing listenership. So,
all right. So, in that vein, we're going to now discuss Frank's ideas, and I think we should divide them because there are two ideas, and they. Well, wait a minute. I think that what we said was something different, but I am open. What I was doing was being open to how the procedure was, and what I raised originally was that we would just have the person say their idea and then move on to the next person who would say their idea. That's one way to go. And the other way to go is to let the person say their idea and then have a discussion in the committee of a whole of that person's idea. Which do people want? let's have a couple of minute discussion, just very narrowly, about how we're going to proceed. How about if we take a straw poll? How many people want to just go and have a discussion of each idea that's here at this point? Where each person is saying what their idea was. That's one thing. The other thing is the person says what their idea is, and there's a discussion of that idea before we go on to the next one. Those are two different ways to go, and what we're talking about is 1 hour, however that it says. We're doing a straw poll. How many people want to go around the room and have people say what their just go through and clarify what their proposal was? Raise your hand. Barbara wants two things. What do you
want, Barbara? Well, I when you said straw poll, I was thinking we could, Frank has explained it, we've had some discussion, we made a stab at...
No, we're not going to...
And then other people could, we could have a straw poll about the rating. Like, from listening to the discussion, what do you think? Is this a rating you would give his idea?
No, because what that we're either rating it as a fundraising idea or as an idea, and those are two very different things. And I mean, it may be a good idea generally, that it's a really rich thing for us the station to pursue, but we give it a lousy rating for funding. And anyway. How many people want to, okay, let me do it again. How many people want to just go through and have people's ideas clarified? How many people want to have discussions about...
Clarification and discussion.
Mm-hmm. How many people want to have discussions about people's ideas as they're presented? That looks like it is. How many people don't know what they want or, you know, want to get out of here? Tina, on procedure.
I think that you've just gone through with Frank an example of how to rate some the ideas. And so I think the next 15 minutes can be spent everyone privately rating the ideas as we have thus gone through the exercise with Frank. Because the ideas are plain and simple. I mean, I don't understand what more needs to be talked about here. It's pretty straightforward. And it's really an exercise in filling out this evaluation sheet. And so I think that we should just say we have the next 15 minutes to go through these ideas and fill out the evaluation sheet as you've just gone through the example with Frank.
That's not a bad way to proceed at all. I like that idea. However, some people's comments were not really ideas on fundraising. For instance, in the second box, right under Frank's box, there's Jack. And Jack is talking more about how to do stuff. How, you know, talking about details is not enough. We need different ways to think about progressive community in the Bay Area. So... that is not a suggestion for a fundraising off air. And I wouldn't bother rating that, but that's important ideas if we're discussing the whole picture.
Okay. Okay, Barbara. I don't know what to do. Okay. Let's go around. Don is next.
Are you going to talk about something? I'm going to talk about one of my ideas and a couple of the others.
Okay.
Just very quickly. Burton's idea, consider replicating fund drives that were successful in the 60s. Unfortunately, Burton's not here, but I'd like to hear more about that, exactly how that went and how they did it. And if indeed they were successful, then maybe there's something to emulate there. or duplicate. Brian has a number of ideas. I just want to focus in on the one, celebrate aging listeners, plan giving and wills that they can give to the next generation. I think whoever's going to be doing development, that has to be key because that's our major audience, our grayers. Right?
Dying
grayers and grayers. And every other station does that who has, quote, a mature aging audience. And, you know, we just need to get up to speed much better on that. And the other one that Brian mentions, well, actually, I don't know if he mentioned it per se, use events. Yeah, use events to identify and butter up donors. I would take it a step further. I kind of remember like 5 or 6 years ago when Amy Goodman was out here with a book or something, there was a reception for her beforehand where everybody had to pay a minimum out of, I forget what it was.
Whatever.
No. I'm thinking back 5 or 6 years ago when she was there again. And there was a private reception, which I was there. That's why I remember it. And everybody had Amy Goodman. And I think, you know, the minimum was $100 or $200, I forget. But that should be built in to any of these events that we're doing. And somebody obviously needs to be working with Bob Baldock to make that happen so that there are receptions done beforehand. Then I will jump to one of my thoughts, which is learn how other public radio stations are successful. And I think that Matt Martin would likely be available to us to have a conversation with him.
Who is that?
He is the manager of KALW across the bay in the city, our, quote, competition, if you will. 91.7 FM. Where some of our actually unpaid staff work over there, I understand. And so it seems to me that's a no-brainer. To get him in, especially when a new manager finally comes on board here, and have them sit down together and maybe with a select group of staff, paid and unpaid, to really brainstorm how to bring this station up to speed in terms of raising money.
Okay, it looks to me like there's not a lot of other people who want to talk, so maybe we should go into what Tina suggested and do the ratings ourselves and look at that. And Paula.
Well, I was looking at Don's thing about how to make programming relevant to young people. Yeah. And, you know, I like that. So when my granddaughter was having her 21st birthday last night, I was saying, well, what would you guys suggest, you know? And, boy, they started going on like, okay, you need to have these events, you know, just like Burton wants these events, but that was the old-time events. And she said, oh, well, you can have some skate jams at, you know, it could be some public location and bring in these wood ramps and stuff. Or even like Frank could use it at his high school things or whatever. And then get some demo teams doing gymnastics, belly dancing, capoeira, or hula hoop jams, or martial arts. And then they mentioned motorcycle rallies, barbecues in the park. And during these events, you can sell, you know, premium items, or you could have flea market people there that have, you know, paid us something, and of course have our KPFA booth there. And you know, and of course for the music, they want more hip-hop, live DJs, opportunity for people to showcase their own music. And let's see. And then I was saying, well, what kind of, you know, shows, I mean, what kind of programs would you guys like, you know? And it was sort of like how-to stuff, like how to build a house, personal development stuff, life changes with, you know, developing alternative skills in this, you know, kind of job market where, you know, young kids can't even get a job, you know, that's worthwhile. And, you know, and I said, well, yeah, some of this stuff could, you know, you know, might require some insurance or something. They said, no, when they've been to other things like the Harmony Festival in Santa Rosa, you know, they signed waivers when they got their skate jams going and stuff like that. And anyway, I thought, you know, and then, you know, my granddaughter has kept going on and on. I think I'm going to nominate her to apply for this board because she said, you know, we like to be validated, heard, and listened to as if we have some credibility instead of constantly working in constraints. And we don't want to be trying to fix systems that are so flawed that, you know, whatever. And, you know, she mentioned police brutality and people growing their own food. And then I thought of Joy Moore and the stuff that, you know, she's doing in Oakland with, I guess, a lot of younger people, you know, growing food. You know, because we're facing a very difficult and uncertain future. And, you know, with this drought, all the food prices are going to go up fast, and poor people are going to be really more desperate than they were. So I was just all, you know, hyped up last night. And then I was thinking of Dawn's idea. And, you know, I told her that I would like her to come on this station and with Dawn's idea with, you know, have a whole bunch of young people, you know, to kind of invigorate this place, because we have, like, you know, our, like, political events that a lot of people like to go to, but, you know, there needs to be something for the young people, and I'd like to see, you know, a list of all the programs that the young people do have. I mean, you have your Full Circle. I don't know, what are the other programs that that we do now have that appeal to young people? Yeah. Well, then that brought up to me the idea that, like, why don't we have, like, are we sending out lists to people in various communities, like the Latino community, all the special shows that Latinos would really be interested in, or African-Americans would be interested in, or young people would be interested in? I mean, do we have them, like, listed, you know, like, we could be advertising in them some way, or...
I know in the past that somebody had developed the idea where we were to create a list of stuff maybe a teachers union would be interested in and then distribute that information to them, or doctors, people in the medical field, any of our medical shows. So I believe someone brought that up in the past, how we should make a list of programs that would be and then distribute a list of programs that are geared to one type of thing and then distribute that information to those communities. But no, it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, that what's the Bayview or something, there could be an advertisement in there of shows that might be really African-Americans would be really interested in, and some kind of advertising. So there'd be an advertising expense, but it might be so people would know what there is, because I don't even know all what the
promotion.
Yeah.
Cynthia.
Well, there is an outreach committee that I was on before I got on this board. I don't think they get much of a budget, but they do go to the KPFA events and they go to other things. And I think a lot of these are two valuable pieces of paper, and some are fundraising, others aren't. Like I see, the only thing I said was about billboards. Well, billboards wouldn't actually bring in any money, but we'd have to raise money for it. But I think a paid volunteer coordinator might be able to do some of these things, because these are the kinds of, or even a budget for the outreach committee, because they do talk about some of these kinds of things where we'd like to get more to the Latino community, et cetera, things like that. So all good ideas.
Barbara.
I know what you're saying about sending information to targeted communities, but really, in a way, there's something very limited about that. I think the thing to do is to send out the whole grid, but we need better, more complete descriptions of what happens in the various shows. Because you can't decide what the African-American community is interested in. They could be interested in a lot of things that you might not guess, or somebody might not guess putting whatever you put on a list. I just think that the old folio used to tell more about what the shows were, what they were doing. And I think if we had that kind of information, that would be useful for all communities that wherever we might advertise KPFA by circulating our program grid.
I think this has been a very interesting discussion. And it's not exactly what some of the most interesting parts of it, I think, have been not really necessarily the fundraising ideas, but kind of the ideas about outreach and, both Frank and Paula's ideas about different kinds of events that would really invigorate and make us kind of different. Make not different than anybody else, but different than ourselves, than we've been. In any case, I think it's been very interesting discussion. I want to point out to people that there's really nothing else on this agenda right now. We finished, for the first time ever, we finished a whole agenda of a board meeting, and we've done it now. Now, we can go on in this discussion, or we can take this discussion as food for thought, and we could entertain a motion to adjourn, and we could think about in the future these ideas, incorporating this kind of discussion into our next meetings about how we do some of these things and how we provide for them in the budget. Lewis said so moved. It sounded to me like, I don't know if we got a second.
Yes, we did. No, I wanted to, there was a few questions I had about these ideas.
Let's finish this discussion, make sure that everybody has finished what they have, and then do that. Is that okay, even though you technically did that? Is that all right? Go ahead, Paula.
Just from my own personal experience with, paying premiums and stuff, crossed my mind that all this stuff comes out of your bank account on the 21st. And usually, at least me, my funds are kind of low at that time of the month, and I don't know why it comes out on the 21st. For poor people or something, maybe get a check in the beginning of the month. Wouldn't it be better to have the money coming out of people's bank accounts, like on the 5th or something like that? That was just one thing that crossed my mind. And the other one is when I pay the premium to the volunteers, I had hoped that it would just keep coming out of my bank account, and then it expires at a certain time. But they don't ever ask me, are they supposed to ask, like, is this a sustaining, or could this be a sustaining, or are they supposed to ask you that? Okay, because nobody's ever asked me that, and so then.
Well, you're.
I know that now, but I know next time. Yeah, but I don't. If I didn't know, other listeners might not.
There are
know.
Different ways that the money is taken from your account.
Right.
If it's a credit card, there's some ending date. And you have an expiration date. So if you wanted to continue on your debit card or your credit card, you'd have to renew it. There's a way to do it that is no ending date is involved, and that's called an electronic funds transfer, and it does come directly from your bank account. And I don't know why the 20th of the month is the deal, but
the 21st, I think it is.
Yeah, and that is a different arrangement. You either have to give a blank check, right, void, and the numbers on the bottom are what they use to get access to your account, or you give it there.
Yeah.
You know, but this is not.
But this might save money because it's.
I'm not sure that this is a procedural thing about how you do stuff in the fundraising thing, and I don't think this is an LSB discussion on big picture fundraising, is it? Lewis wants to add something to this. Go ahead. Into the microphone.
Chris Stelick, the database manager, person who can answer your questions about.
Who?
Chris Stelick, S-T-E-H-L-I-K. He's in the first office when you come through the door on the left. President Dick. He can answer your questions, and he also might be able to deal with the question of, and I have great sympathy because I get one of those once-a-month checks on the 3rd, so I can appreciate what you raised there, and I'm sure that's an issue for a lot of other elders. So you might also ask Chris if that could be dealt with, but that's the problem.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I better get this straightened out, because if I'm this confused about my stuff, and I'm getting somebody other's name in my mail, okay. Anyway, I've been confused, and I'm sure many other listeners, and maybe we're losing money by not having this more clear.
See Chris, he can help.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we are going to entertain the motion to adjourn that was made and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.